what Lady them are doing in LA with the Brown Bag.
Do you know from the Brown Bag podcast? Powered by the Watcher.
Let's go. Episode 105. Woo! Like the best freeway. The
I was going to say, is that your favorite freeway?
Yeah, I feel like I was raised on it, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that it didn't exist before, like, 95.
Oh, it's a newer one?
It's a newer freeway. I had no idea because, like, my whole life, I just, like, was always up and down it. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, when they built the 105, like... And then there's, like, home movies that we have where before it was built. And right. It looks so weird.
Crazy.
Yeah. What, did the 105 go through all of the Southeast?
No, mm-hmm. no. It goes through from, like, LAX all the way to Norwalk. And then it merges into 605.
Oh, so it's basically a Rosecrans after you.
Yeah, it runs parallel to Rosecrans and Imperial.
Yeah. Duno, tell us about this doctor's appointment.
Dude, so the dentist, I had an appointment on Monday. Mm-hmm. They switched it, and I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. But then I switched it from tooth. He got switched. We used to film on Monday, film on Tuesday now.
Right.
So he just kept switching, and the doctor was like, we need to switch you again. And
I was like, okay. You do have anesthesia.
Yeah, he does.
I know. But I have this thing where...
Is it on that side?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I have that one thing where people have their face goes like numb.
Yeah, you Bell's palsy. Have it. You definitely
what
have it.
Called?
Bell's palsy.
The homies...
Zay had it.
Fucking the homegirl's mom.
Yeah.
I mean, the homegirl's sister had that.
Right.
But we was cooking her. She's like this. we were cooking the... But we switched it, and then I told them... I was like, look, I got to get this root canal done. The last time I tried to get it done here, you guys said my insurance didn't work.
Yeah.
That I was in juvenile hostel when I'm 23 years old. So you guys got to get it together with the Medi-Cal. And they lagged it, so I just went to another doctor, and I ended up paying out of pocket. And then I'm back, and she's like, why'd you go somewhere else? I'm like, because your workers in the front don't know how to do their job, apparently. I'm supposedly 16 in juvenile hostel, so I'm trying to figure this out. And then she didn't do this working out, so she's like, I'm going to redo it. She's like, I'm so sorry. Everybody's apologizing. And then we just got this done, and then they have to put a temporary one. It's only for like a week, and then yeah. I get the real crown. And then on the way here, I thought it almost fell. I'm like trying to put it back, driving. I'm trying to go get some Tylenol. I forgot my hat there.
Aww.
My hat says taquitos.
I think you're still high.
I'm not high.
Yeah,
I'm not
like when those
yeah, we don't
videos?
Get the white people.
You don't.
I've always wanted to.
They never
give it
to you?
They just say pressure, pressure, pressure. It's pressure. And then I just was right there kicking it. But I thought it was going to be quick.
I feel like if you were to drink something, half of your mouth is going to be
let's try it.
Hot and
let's
half
try
of it's going to be cold.
But yeah, so the anesthesia was going crazy.
Yeah.
And then they're going at it. Some dude's complaining crazy. About his doctor. Fools are go tripping. And I'm just right there like, bro, can we just get this done right now? And I'm like, God damn. And one thing about the dentist, that's like my worst enemy of all time. But yeah, me and the dentist, we beef it ever since I was a kid.
Yeah,
we just don't get along. Something always happens to my teeth.
Yeah.
I don't know why. After I stopped drinking soda, cavities went away. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a cavity in almost 2 years.
Wow. That's great.
But the root canal, they keep coming. And it's scary. It hurts. I cry. I don't want to go.
Well, root canals happen when you don't take care of a cavity.
Exactly.
So you have cavities.
But
you had that.
No, I had a cavity. See, but these are from 2 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
They just finally, like, we're going to fix it now. But but before, I would have not had none if I, you know, it's terrible. I hate the dentist. I never want to go back.
Me too.
If you're a dentist, you and your mom.
Nope.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But shout out all the dental
shout
assistants.
Shout out to the dental assistants.
I be cracking those, though. I like those.
Yeah, facts.
You can put your finger in my mouth, girl.
That's right. That's right.
Today, I had a guy with paws.
A guy dental assistant?
Yeah, he was just, like, all in my
damn.
Well, last episode you said you're gay, so.
Yeah, I am gay. But yeah, dentist. I never want to go back. I have to go back now.
Yeah, for the permanent.
Do people
one.
With veneers still go to the dentist, or it's just like permanent, like you don't have to do anything anymore?
Well, I don't have veneers, but
I don't know if anybody.
Oh, I'm assuming you go back like every 7 years. I think every like 7-10 years, you got to go like retouch them or something. Sound like a lot. I never want to go back ever again.
Right.
I'm like so scared of the dentist, like. I'm, like, done drinking juices.
Yeah. I'm super afraid of getting veneers because I heard they have to, like, file your teeth down.
I think it depends.
Some do.
Huh? Yeah.
And then if that ever happens and, like, my real teeth are just, like... Mm-hmm. like
they're two versions.
They have new tech that you don't have to do that.
You don't have veneers, peasy.
Oh, wow.
But it's cool.
Does he want you to tell the world that he has veneers?
Yeah, he takes that all the time. He brags.
Okay. See, I'm like, telling you, people brag about that type of thing. Like, that shows I have money because it's a lot. It's expensive.
Yeah.
Well, he got it in Guatemala, so I don't think it was that expensive.
Wow. They look great. Peasy.
Yeah, his teeth look amazing.
Great smile.
He be like, he doesn't
He looks like Chip Skylark now.
Literally, that's what they call him.
Yeah.
As a black. But yeah, he's having a great time. Shout out him and his
Skylark from Fairly Odd Parents. Mm. He's like the teen idol.
Yeah, the one that's like.
He just smiles, and then all the teeth, all the girls go crazy.
That's PZ right there.
Chip Skylark, look, right there.
Yeah. That's PZ right here. Chip Skylark.
Insert a photo of Chip Skylark.
If PZ had blue eyes, this would be him right here. He does look like a little Nepal out, huh?
Yeah.
Little brown boy with blue eyes. That's crazy. But how was your guys' weekend?
I think your guys' weekend is what needs to recap.
Yeah, I'm retiring from drinking after today. After today, but after Sunday. After Sunday, I retired. Sunday night.
So last weekend.
Wait, but it's a long weekend. There's Monday. Ooh,
Labor Day weekend is coming up.
I'm not drinking this weekend.
Doubt it.
At all?
Because I have to film a couple things that I've been planning on.
Doubt it.
First of all, who are you, bro?
Me? I'm your doubter.
Well, I support you.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, because I would really like you to stop drinking.
I don't even drink it when there's special occasions.
But it's always a special occasion.
Every day.
You guys treat that like a Olympic, like, I don't know, like a festival. It's like, we have to get super drunk for dinner every day.
You know that you drinking is blackout. Like, that's your goal. You've said it.
Yeah.
You don't want to drink
blackout on Sunday.
But it's your goal.
Or Saturday.
You've said that before.
No, I didn't.
No, you literally have said, I drink and my goal is to blackout. I can get it in the footage.
It just depends how depressed I am that week.
Okay. But it's like, you can't just have a drink just to feel like you gotta go.
Yesterday I had that with a little bitty.
Good.
You sipped a little
bit. But I thought you stopped on Sunday. Mature. That's yesterday's Monday.
Yeah, but I was just sipping.
That's not stopping drinking.
Drinking and sipping are two different things.
What?
I just want to let you know that. Now, right now, we could have I don't drink beer, but if I did drink beer, like, if you give me a little tall boy, you feel me? Give me a little talking.
But then that's not quitting drinking.
Okay, well, like, do you know I don't be mean?
I was really ready to support you.
No,
I would stop with you.
But you were drinking this weekend too?
But I drink, but I would stop to support you.
Okay, see, I like that. But
we should do dry September. I'm down.
Dry September sounds good.
You down? What?
Mexican Independence Day.
Mexican Independence Day is good.
Okay. That's like, whoa.
What? Like, I mean, I don't have to, like, Yarita. That's not going to make me. Oh, no, don't Yarita me, no.
You're going to say you don't
care. Shout out Yarita, by the way. She wore your shirt.
Shout out Yarita. She wears it be like that. Shout out Mor Rose. Yeah. Amazing. Mm-hmm. That should look fire.
Why don't we just shout her out? Just randomly, huh?
Yeah, shout out Yarita.
Shout out Yarita.
No, she killed it. Yeah. She killed it. It was beautiful.
Yeah, she's young, amazing. Bro. Let her live her life. She's going to learn.
That's right.
Life lessons. But yeah, this weekend, I saw Vic get again.
What was it? What is it? I feel he's on a healing journey.
I'm healing, bro.
When did he say
that? Healing journey, whole journey, same thing.
Did he say that at the station too?
Yes.
He's been saying it. Yeah.
I don't know if healing. That's crazy. Who posted that? Christy? You should see mine. Bro, you want to see mine?
What's your photo here?
Shout out to homegirl Jizz, man. She's cool.
I just want to let you guys know right now that I saw Vic dancing with the homegirl, pulling her hair. And she just...
Same one.
Oh, okay. She was going crazy. And I'm recording, and then I just hear, don't put my hair in, my extensions are going to come out. And Vic stopped, and he was just like... and I was like, whoa, it was crazy.
This is all news to Vic. Me. I blacked out. I'm not going to lie. I blacked out. I don't recall.
There was a point where I was macking it, and Vic was macking it with somebody else. And we was macking it together. At the same time, now like together.
You guys are macking it together.
I told you.
Why'd you say that?
I told you.
You guys did the Eiffel Tower? Or
I would have been down for the homie, you know, to experience something with one of my good friends. But no, I was macking it with somebody and he was macking it with somebody at the same time. And we looked at each other and we're like, oh. And then we went our separate ways.
I don't remember any of this.
But he was macking it down. And I was proud of him. I was like, you know what? After all the things you've been through, the relationship only lasting about 6 months.
That's generous. That's
very generous.
With part 2 months.
Three, four.
That's like a range.
A season.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, you know what? Let's move on. And then I just went my separate way. He went his separate way. And then I didn't see him the rest of the night. And then I knew he was cracking it when he took off his hoodie and started doing the bunny hop for all the bitties.
Oh, yeah. That's his mating call.
I don't remember any of this. This is concerning.
That's his mating
call. This is why I need to heal longer. Fucking animal. Because I don't remember any. And
what's
I'm not just playing like, for
remember?
The cameras.
Because I think you're playing for the cameras.
No, I swear to God. That's why the next day, like, I discovered what happened through my Instagram stories, and I didn't repost anything else because I was
lying. You know, you woke up and just turned around.
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
It's like the last time, Juice.
Nah.
Over here. Yeah.
I don't remember damn near any. I remember like going out of the party and then calling an Uber. And that was like pretty much, I remember falling asleep in the Uber.
Were you in an Uber XL or Uber X?
Just a regular Uber.
I feel that it fits too. What is it, up to four people?
Yeah.
It was two of you guys? That's nice.
That's all I remember.
That's crazy. And then, bro, they were clowning because the grupo we got, their Vic's homies, and the homies were like, bro, that fool was giving Vic shout outs more than he was the birthday boys. I'm like, we never hired that fool again. Y'all done fucked up. It was a homie's birthday. He was just shouting out them fools. Like, he was shouting out Vic the whole night.
I don't even remember that.
Did Denner have a good time?
Denner had a, we can't post this video, but let me show you just for your reaction, because you're going to look at me and say.
I don't want to look at Denner different. To me, he's a gentleman.
He's definitely a gentleman.
Okay. Bye. I have a question. So say that turns into a couple, right?
Yes.
Which that one? Puts you straight into the middle of, like, both your homies are now together.
Oh, like if Jizz and Vic were to date?
So where does that put you? Because Jizz is your, like, homegirl. Like, you guys go to raves and all of that.
Yeah, Jizz definitely became gang, but I've known Vic longer. So the rules apply.
So what's
going
to happen?
So, like, if me and Vic are fucking hoes together and Jizz is at home with their baby, I'm not telling Jizz. But
respect.
If I'm with Jizz at a rave, outside,
yeah.
And she even fucking just breathes around another fool, I'm gonna have to call the homie and let him know what
respect,
it is.
Respect.
It is what it is.
At the end of the day, we're all just friends, you know?
We're friends and we don't do that. So there's something besides friends that you are.
Yeah.
So.
You know me, Leti? I'm de Dios.
Huh? De Dios.
Niño de Dios.
Now, I've been on my healing phase too. You guys don't know this.
What are you healing from?
I'm no longer in situations.
What are you?
I'm free.
You're a free bird?
Like a bird.
So you're sad.
I'm sad.
You feel lonely sometimes?
I'm sad and horny.
I feel lonely. Yeah.
Yes.
Nah, be honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like am I crying in the shower?
I don't think you cry. So
no. I don't know. Like, are you?
I do get bored. Like, I'm down to watch some Harry Potter with somebody for a really long time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like,
Which one do you miss? Which one's the one that when you're alone or like you're hearing music that you think about?
Oh, that's a good question.
You want me to be totally 100%? I'm not lying. I swear to God, I'm my mom. I'm good.
You just said you're lonely.
Just because I'm lonely doesn't mean I miss someone.
But you don't miss any of your exes?
Nah, I think I'm over the phase. Me and the love of my life, we're cool. You feel me? She asked me to go to the gym last time. I told her no. It's part of my healing phase. I go to the gym by myself, bitch. I don't need you no more. You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about your ex?
No, any of them.
Oh. Because I thought you were hanging out with your ex, right?
Yeah, but that's But that's like the homegirl.
Yeah, the one that became
like she'd be over there like talking about her man. I'm trying to give her advice and shit like that. Maybe try to crack in the middle of the conversation. if it doesn't go too well, just go back to being a farmer. Like, you need to do better. You know what I'm saying? But we're good. We're good.
Well, I like that for you then.
Yeah, you feel me? And then on Sunday, we're kicking it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all the homegirls started talking about like how they dated older guys and how they're like in their 30s dating younger fools, like and shit like that. And I invited some girl, shout out her, I don't want to say her name, but we used to fuck around, but she was like 32 and I was like 19. And she came to kick it and everybody's like judging each other for like, oh, you're dating a younger guy. And then she's sitting right there like, she texted me, fool, what the fuck? I don't want to say nothing. Because they would have cooked her, all the homies and the homegirls would have caught on her and got you. And I was like, just don't say your age. If they ask you, just lie or something.
Just lie.
But she's like 33 now. She's 10 years older than me. She was 20, I was 10. Think about that.
Gross.
I was in the fifth grade, Latin. Mm-hmm. Being touched.
No, you weren't.
No, not like I wasn't being touched. Whoa. I wasn't being touched in the fifth grade, but it was, you know what I'm saying? But how was your panel, Leti? Leti's panel.
I don't want to go from talking about that to my panel.
Okay, well, I wasn't touched in the fifth grade. I mean that sincerely. But how
you guys,
over
Joe Biden texts me.
Oh god.
It's a
mass
like Leticia, imagine taking a photo with not one, but two presidents at the same time. Wow. Oh, my God. Look at the... All that's missing is you. It's a photo of Biden and Obama.
Campaign. Jesus.
It's like, I'm on their, I guess, their text threads or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Registered Democrat.
Yeah.
That was too old. He need to get out of there.
That's so funny, though. All that's missing is you. Don't tell me you wouldn't want a photo with these two presidents. If you could take a photo with two presidents, which two presidents are they?
John F. Kennedy and Barack Obama. Who's the one that died? John F. Kennedy.
Kennedy's passed away.
JFK.
Oh, I still want to pick
Bush?
Yeah.
That, there's two. There's another one you can add.
I think the first Bush died, though.
No, but I'm saying I said which two presidents, and you gave me one answer.
Benjamin Franklin. Because that would be fine, because he's on the $100 bill. Franklin and Bush.
But he was super racist.
And then, Ronald Reagan, because he sold crack.
Did he sell crack?
Yeah, he sold crack.
I do Clinton and Obama.
What about Clinton?
Yeah. Nah, he was on Epstein's Island, all that shit.
A lot of them were probably on equivalent.
True. Yeah, I'll do Hunter Biden. And Trump.
You would.
Bill Clinton was pretty cool. He was getting topped off in the office.
He was the one that was getting topped off. Yeah. Him and Trump.
Clinton and Trump?
Nah, those are two fucking maniacas, fools, huh? They probably would touch me.
Three.
They might touch me for real. Never mind.
Yeah.
Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton.
She wasn't president.
But neither was Hunter Biden, so.
Hunter Biden. Okay, but.
A picture of Hunter Biden? Bro, I'll FaceTime you. Where are you? Get away right now.
That fool definitely does crack cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he records himself, too.
It shows you, even up there, families are fucked up. True. So,
recording yourself hitting the pipa while you're
speeding to the frosties.
While your dad's falling off a bike because he's fucking 90 years old trying to run the world. Yeah, it's out of pocket. But let me have your panel this weekend.
It's funny because you guys are like, yeah, we got drunk, we got fucked up, choking bitches, fucking.
Yeah, yeah, that's. Very aggressive.
Slow down, grab the wall videos. I talked about God a lot. I don't think it was not a panel about God, but I made it church.
I know, I've seen all the mini-yous.
Yeah.
Posting all your quotes out of God.
All the mini-me's.
I've seen all the
God. I really saw shit about you.
I definitely seen all the God quotes, and I'm like, ooh. Yeah.
Praise be.
Every answer was God to me. And it was funny because, initially, and this is a real thing, so, and I'm sure people feel imposter syndrome, but I personally have never felt it. And I was racking my brain about...
What does that mean?
Imposter syndrome is like when you feel like you shouldn't be somewhere, or like you make it, and you're like, oh, I do. Have I earned this? Do I belong here? And I've always felt like I belong here because I always felt like God put me here.
Yeah.
Like, no man in the world can tell me you don't belong here because, dude, you're not God. Like, God literally put it in my heart to be who I am. And any room I'm in, I could be with the president. And I'd be like, yeah, I belong here. I'll never feel like I don't. But that's how it started. I was just talking about, like, how God gave me my, like, whatever. And, like, now I feel, like, whatever room I step in, I feel like I'm supposed to be there,
and
right?
And then the conversation just turned to God?
Yeah, and then it was crazy. I don't know, dog. Church. Every answer was God. And they're like, what do you do when you're afraid? Or what do you do, like, when you don't know? And I'm like, dude, God. Like, literally God. Like, God went before you, and he knows the plans that he has for you. It's in the Bible. So who are you but not to do them? Like, God wouldn't put it in your heart if he also didn't give you the talents for it. Like, awesome God shit to the max, to the heavens. They're like, how do you build your team, right?
You're like, God put us together.
No. Even worse. Not worse. Even best.
What'd you say?
I was like, you already got a team. You and God.
Nah.
I swear to God. Didn't I say that?
She went OD.
I was like, you got a teammate. You and God. Talk to God. It was whatever.
What were you watching before you went
Nothing.
There?
Nothing. I was just feeling it. It was a Sunday. I promise you, those were my answers.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I get that. But knowing you, you probably went in your car, you're like, damn, I said a lot about God today, huh?
I did.
And
I didn't notice it.
Did you put some super rap song with a bunch of cuss words in it?
Yeah, no. I listened to Sunday Candy by Chance the Rapper, which is about God.
That's a good song.
Yeah, it was really dope. But shout out to the Watch guys, and not just because they're our partners on this, but the fact that it's a bunch of dudes, they put together this panel for a bunch of girls to to see how hot all the girls were in the industry, but two, to get all the hot girls to now kiss. And then they were like, hey, if anyone needs our facilities to kiss, you can. That's cool.
No, that's fire.
Yeah.
I did a panel, and like one of the main questions was like, about you and Vic. Do you get those two whenever you do these things?
It was a little bit like there was a tweet that I had that was like that Lupe brought up, and I was talking about how frustrated I was with you guys.
Yeah.
I'm like, I try to give my advice, and they just look at me like I don't have all these years in the game and that they know better than me. And I have this 23-year-old that's like, no, that you don't understand is viral. Oh, I got more followers. Did I say that, Irene?
Yep.
And then I was like, but then I have to, like on their time, they got to realize it. Meanwhile, it's time for me to focus on what Letty's bringing to the table. And so I started talking about, like, the office that I'm building for myself. Mm. Because when you guys don't listen to me, I have to not get overwhelmed by you guys and work on my shit.
And then end with God?
Me and God.
Me and God.
Yeah. Because I feel like I'm your mentor.
Yes.
But
yes,
I'm like,
yes.
It sucks being a mentor when your mentee is just like, fuck you, I know more. And it's like, dog, I have so much game to give.
Mm.
Yeah, so boom, that's the answer.
That's fine. That's crazy.
What's the question you have about me and Vic?
I think they asked me about like building a team, and I was like, yeah, shout out the team, man. You feel me? There's
you put it together. It's crazy.
No. I didn't
say that. It's crazy how I put it together. How I was like, hey, Vic.
I give you guys the credit all the time.
Yeah.
Watch any panel I've ever done. I've only done one.
What was the panel?
Shout out my boys from Lighter Fluid. Shout out Viva Mezcal and them. I did it in East LA and Ball Heights.
When did you do it?
2 weeks ago. 2-3 weeks ago?
No, like, but maybe like a month ago. And it was kind of similar to yours. It was just more male.
Yeah.
And it was just, they asked me questions about like starting a pod and like certain little things about like how to like get better at YouTube views and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
And then they always asked me like about the pod. And I was like, yeah, you know, it's just certain things are for certain people. You know, some people, you got to play a role on this.
Delegate.
Some people got to play a role on this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when I'm doing Chisme with Duno, I'm A-Mic. I'm like, Letty's better at starting and transitioning, so she's mostly A mic on Brown Bag. Mm-hmm. Vic's better at certain things when it comes to certain things. Mm-hmm. I'm better at this. I'm like the wild card. I'll be like the joke and shit like that. So, you know, you just got to kind of play the role. And then that was cool, though. It was a dope-ass thing. Shout out to Mezcal. He put that together.
Yeah.
I don't know what facility is in Boyle Heights, but it's like new.
Was it the tech center?
By the freeway?
I'm not too sure.
That's dope.
In front of.
But I remember Sci-Fi said that you were gonna go be there somewhere.
Yeah, so they knew like Sci-Fi's whole family. They just kept telling me how much they knew Sci-Fi's whole family. But yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, they had to pay him.
That's crazy. Is it panel season? Because I literally did one on Sunday too. And I didn't even really know what I was getting myself into. Cause they hit me up and they're like, you wanna be on this panel? And I was like, I guess. Like, I'm not really like a huge fan of them because I don't like to do them. And then they were like, last minute, they're like, can you host it? Because our host dropped out. And I was like, oh, shit. Mm. Like, now I have to host the whole shit? Like, it's all up to me? And then I ended up doing it. And it was a way bigger production than I thought. Like, have you guys seen The Future Factory?
No.
It's dope. Yes, it's where Reggaetonlandia had the thing.
Yeah, yeah. On 15 in downtown.
Fire.
Fire-ass spot, yeah,
it's LED screens everywhere. Behind you, on top of you, on the side of you.
I saw, like, you post something on your story. Yeah, so I saw the setup.
I didn't even know. I would have, like, invited everybody because it was dope. Yeah. Like, it was really dope. It was like had hella legit like.
Did Rosecrans Media go?
Producer, I invited Yaelin last minute because once I got there I was like, yo, this is a big deal.
What a dick.
You know, and then we interviewed like Chief Keef's manager, like Travis Barker's manager. There's a lot of like legit people in there.
Oh, great interview. Yeah.
And I was the one doing the questions, the hosting the whole shit.
I feel like we get interviewed though.
I was super.
Yeah. Oh. That's crazy.
It was super unexpected, and I was nervous, but I ended up pulling it off. And then everybody was like, "Hey, yeah, that was dope." Mm-hmm. I got better around like we did like two panels, two separate ones. The second one it got better, more natural, more flowing.
Yeah, they're fun. I think they're cool, but like, it's for me, it's kind of like a little different when it's like these like grown ass man. I'm like, bro, like, I'm like, there's just everybody has their own lane when it comes to this shit. I can't tell you,
but that's why they're important because you got to think in the crowd. There's people that may not like really connect with the other way other people do it, but they connect with the way that you do it.
Well, facts. Me and Letty originally met at a panel. A YouTube space.
Yeah, YouTube.
That's fire.
And and it was dope that one of the people that was talking was like, you know, we're on stage now, but you guys in the crowd that are here will be on stage one day. And I was like, damn, that's true.
Wow.
I think somebody asked me about like consistency, and I seen Alex Enamorado. Is that how you say last name?
Oh, probably. But I know that guy. I know who you're talking about.
Steve Vander Activist.
Yeah.
That fool's neck. And then I was like, look.
He was there?
He was there at the panel, and I was like, consistency is him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this fool doesn't miss one street vendor attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so if you want to like, if you want to translate that into your content, that's exactly what bro's doing. Yeah. Obviously, he's doing it because he wants to. He don't make money off any of it. But I'm like, he does.
And I think he would hate, he would wish to not be as consistent. Like, he would wish that these things didn't happen as much. Exactly.
He's like a street superhero.
Yeah, he is
like
a superhero. Oh,
that's food, like, don't have that food knocking at
he
the door.
He needs to get like a Nobel Peace Prize or something.
That's facts. A real blue beetle right there.
Yeah, facts.
That food next level. But shout out that food. But shout out all the panels. That's they're fun.
You're fun.
Shout out God, too.
Shout out God. Yo, I was shouting out God. And, the Watchfuls. Are you guys going to put that out anywhere? Because I know you guys recorded it.
We'll put it out.
Okay. But do it. So my word, so the sermon can reach others.
But you know, the watch takes a couple years to release footage.
Is it going to premiere with the movie?
It's going to premiere with the movie. It's going to be the rollout for the movie.
You know, it's crazy. So it's a panel of girls, right? And so I go in there, and since I know the guys, I see I'm Soso's in the back, and I was like, and I could see the camera angles. And I was like, hey, so girls hate that angle. And it's an angle, and this is why I'm sitting right here, right? Because an angle like this, and if you sit like this, it's all girls, you get this, you get the arm fat, right? And I was like, girls hate, do you see it? You see the angle, the right here? I'm like, girls hate, this is why we do this on pictures, because it removes our arm fat.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, you guys, mind blown. But it's a bunch of dudes, they wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So then LV's like, I moved the camera, Lithia. I got the angle right. But it's like, that's why I'll move, so, because you didn't move this one. But it's funny, because it's cool to be able to tell, like, it's just some girl shit. Like, the way a guy could take a photo and a girl could take a photo is too different. Like, a girl will care about some shit y'all don't even give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Like, in our photos. And it's just funny, because it's just different ways people.
That's people. Crazy. You know what I did see this weekend, too? Hmm. El Tri.
Oh,
I told to go see El Tri.
That's fire.
Shout out the girl. She actually knows you. Her name's Irene.
Irene. Yes.
She was like, I used to work with Letty at the station.
Yeah, at Latino 96.3. And she was like, I'm the original Irene. She was gangbanging on Irene.
Fresh. She had DM'd me, and she said that she watched a pod, and she heard that my mom was a big Rock and Espanol fan. And I was like, yeah. And so we were going back and forth for like the last week or two.
Irene's dope.
And then she got me, and then I took my sisters to go see El Tri.
That's fire.
And bro, that shit was lit. He's so old now. Mm-hmm. Did you see him at Besame Mucho?
No, I didn't.
I saw him at Besame Mucho, mm-hmm. and it was like really dope to see that. And we're like really close. My mom was having a great time. Mm-hmm. And it was going up.
That's awesome.
And shout out El Tri.
Shout out El Tri.
Fire.
He might never do it again. Yeah.
Your mom looked like she was having a lot of fun.
My mom stayed there alone.
Oh, yeah?
We had to go to Danny's birthday. My mom was like, I'm staying. The last cookie. And she did it up. But, seeing somebody like that is just like a... Like, you know, it's kind of like a childhood thing for me. Like, you know, like me and mom, like, at Besame Mucho, I was trying to find her so we could meet up and dance. And then we didn't meet. Dodger Stadium, terrible service.
Yeah.
Facts.
But you know what's going to be at Dodger Stadium? Letty. Yeah.
Look at that.
You're so stupid.
Yeah. Salvadorian night, I will be there too.
Why are you going to be there?
Because you know, I'm trying to knock down the babusa. The pot is going to boil. I'm not mad.
The dude that made the Cola Champagne hat, he's like, I keep telling Duno, give me your size. So I give him a hat.
Fuck the homie Matt, because I send him your size. So if it's the homie, it's not on Matt.
He DM'd me and I was like, fucking Duno's cock blocking. He doesn't want me to have the Cola Champagne.
No, it's fucking Matt.
Yeah.
I told Matt the size. And I put you in a group chat.
When
I first got the hat.
Oh, okay. Can you just read?
Put you in a group chat. I got you.
Because I want to wear Cola Champagne colors. Because I was thinking, what can I wear that stands out? Where everyone's going to be wearing blue and white. Clearly, and blue, one Dodgers, two El Salvador. Yeah. That's our colors. But I'm like, the Cola Champagne shit.
Oh.
Orange. But you fucking have the hat.
You never back to the group chat.
I've been DMing him. I'm like, damn, Duno's really doing that. That's
no, crazy. I didn't do anything. I'm putting the group chat. But yes, you're going to be at Salvadorian night.
Yeah.
I will be there too, waiting outside on Vince Scully.
Me.
Waiting outside.
Did you know that it's actually, from what I hear,
yes, break it
the
down to
top
a
selling night of the whole entire Dodgers season?
No way.
Salvadorian Heritage Night.
I feel like though, you guys get to celebrate one thing. Because the Lakers don't do it, the Clippers don't do it, the Kings don't do it.
But out of all the Dodger games, this one gets sold the most, like top-selling Dodger game.
For
the whole season.
For the whole season?
Yes. The whole season.
But are you adding
that
it up,
that means
too?
Mexicans don't do that during Mexican... Do you remember the Mexican Heritage Night? Do you remember the Mexican Heritage Night that just passed? Did you
go? Every night is Mexican Heritage Night at Dodger
Stadium. Yeah, exactly.
Stadium. It's not like you guys are putting it in.
Is your guys' salvi side coming out right now?
Well, wow. You talked about our salvi side.
I like the salvi side.
You love my salvi side.
I'm trying to crack the salvi. Not yours. So but I'm trying to crack any other salvi night.
What half of me?
This half. No. The salvi salvi night. Let's go Dodgers.
Yeah.
Dodgers. You're la gran puta.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dodgers. They're doing it up.
Don't say a la gran puta.
Yeah, man. Every time there's a Salvadorian night, I go.
You should take Yena.
That'll be beefed up with his mom. I don't think I'm allowed to talk to his mom.
Oh, yeah.
I finally think she's going to their wedding.
Oh.
No way.
I told that fool, like, you're going to take your mom to the wedding? He's like, fuck no.
And
I
was like, whoa. That sucks. I hope they get better before the wedding.
Yeah.
But yeah, Maximo's going to go. Bukele's brother's going to go. So our goal is to meet with the Bukelis and figure some shit out. Maybe the first President Bukele interview.
Ooh, that'd be fire.
If Bukele's brother goes like, my brother would love to sit down with you two halfies.
Halfies?
Together we make a whole
bitch. Yeah. Let me, can I finish?
Together as one.
Can I finish? We gotta catch a flight to El Salvador as soon as possible.
Ready. That'll be fire.
And then you know where we should
do it? But you have to pretend you're Salvi. You have to pretend you're Salvi.
Hola, bo, my head.
You can pretend I'm Salvi.
That, yeah. You can't even pretend to be Mexican.
You just be this guy as well.
Just be this.
No. It's my worst nightmare.
If you just be this constant, only bump con de man when you're driving up there. But, dude, that's fine.
Any of your Salvi homies going? Because you have a lot of Salvi homies.
A lot of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think that's like.
I would like to meet up with them.
I don't think they're going to Salvi night. I think.
They just roll. They like to.
Yeah, but all the baddies that follow,
they're going.
They're like, oh, Salvi night, Salvi night. And I'm like, oh, Salvi night. I'm with them too, you know? I might wear a Salvi. Never mind, never.
You wore the Salvi hat. And then there's people in the chat that want to know why you were wearing a Houston hat last episode.
True, they're pissed.
Yeah. They're
mad.
Pissed.
Yeah.
It's because every once in a while I feel like a cheater. So I put on the Houston hat and do it up. Honestly, I'm like, it's definitely fuck the Houstons because preaching that the Houstons fuck the Astros.
And the Houstons fuck the Houstons. No, we love Houston.
Yeah,
Houston,
shout out Houston, steakhouse. But yeah, fuck the Astros. But that had one of the homies made it, and I really like the design. I ain't gonna lie, I'm like a little bit of me wore that hat because I feel like I'm on my Vic vibe. Like it's nice, it's a really nice hat.
Yeah,
but what I
like, who cares what they say? You feel fly, right?
Yeah.
Out of all the influence you have on him, that's what you're influencing him to do.
I know. The Houston hat is crazy, though. It's that's a like one crazy. Hat.
You're wearing an angel's hat,
bro. Yeah, and you said that. You said that's the hat that you
wear. That's the only one hat where I draw the line.
I think the Houston hat had the year that they beat the Dodgers and they cheated.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
It's pretty flagrant.
You keep asking him that.
I don't even know who this guy is right here. Oh, yeah? No, but...
He said he's your daddy. That's who.
Whoa. That's dead.
Respect your elders.
He stepped in. Cracking my mom now? And then his alarm's going off. That's it. Get rid of this guy right now. But no. Yes. Shout out the homie that made the hat. But you know what? I won't ever wear a Houston hat ever again. I like that idea.
Appreciate it.
Let's move on from the conversation. Yeah. Shout out Letty. We're going to be with the...
Salvadoreños,
que linda están.
I love that you know the song. Do you know the himno? Yeah, it's just a question.
Do you know?
No.
Damn, you got to meet
Bukele. It kind of starts like the racing song.
Yeah, it's like a trumpets.
Yeah.
Damn.
Are you gonna ask Bukele's brother about...
Hell yeah.
His brother being a fucking super active president?
And they speak English, so it's going to be good.
Speak English.
Mm-hmm. We're taking the jet to El Salvador.
Isn't he now Salvadorian, Bukele?
They're Salvi nationals, and I think they were born there, but their ethnicity is something else.
Mm, oh, wow.
Yeah.
But like Carlos Slim, richest Mexican man in the world, he's not Mexican.
But shout out like, to Bukele. Shout out Letty doing it up. And one of the Bukele brothers goes like, what's up? Call me to El Salvador. I got a villa.
Okay.
You're cool?
Yeah.
Lame. that's why you gotta let me be
what
there.
What would I tell Jorito and Luis? Like,
you fool are not full Salvi. We're gonna go do it up at the food. You could live in the prison.
No.
What? Why would you want to live in a prison?
You're making it worse.
Shout out Bukele and the brother.
Yeah.
Letty's gonna be doing it up with Bukele.
Would you leave your girl for a Bukele?
Oh, like a super high powered
Salvi like, woman.
Woman.
Oh, I thought you meant like Bukele the president. I don't know.
No. Like,
someone
let's say
the
there's
family.
A niece.
Oh, I thought
and
you meant like
bad,
the...
and you'll have so much political power.
Yeah.
And El Salvador.
He will use it for dumb shit, though.
But it'll still translate here a little bit. You'll be like a diplomat or something.
Yeah.
I'd be like, can we have a Mexican parade in El Salvador?
Oh, my
That'd be
God.
My first order of
business. Sounds like a terrible
order of business. Order of business. But you know what? I would, like, if I ever, one time I sat in a girl's DMs and I seen that she was supporting her dad, and her dad was like fighting for like this councilman thing. And I was like, dude, I gotta try even harder.
To get with this councilman's daughter?
We get away with these tickets, you feel me?
You probably don't, but it's okay. Yeah.
We don't get away with the tickets?
I don't know that they get away with tickets.
I used to crack this little bitty that her mom was a ticket enforcer.
That's where you might get away with tickets.
And I was like, just no letting the write-offs are crazy.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, shout out you for Salvador.
Shout out you for loving Salvis.
Thanks. I love him a lot.
Let's keep going with Don't You Know I'm Local. I wanted to talk about this mural that's up right now. Close to your area, Vic, what?
Yeah, it's in Hawthorne.
It's in Hawthorne.
It's at a comic book shop that I've bought baseball cards from before.
And the mural is of Lakers player Austin Reeves.
AR-15. Yeah, this is so fire. This is dope, too, because it's near El Segundo, and that's where the practice facility
is
at.
So this is AR-15, and I follow this muralist. He's really good, GZ.JR.
Yeah.
He does, like, a lot of the dope Kobe ones that makes him look like a saint.
Damn, he did this.
Yeah.
He's smart as fuck for this.
And he just added the USA.
The USA, because he's becoming a national hero. Yeah. Did you guys see the reception he got in the Philippines?
Wait, why?
Just because he's a good player.
He's
like
balling out right
he's
now.
He's become one of the most popular players on Team USA.
On Team USA?
Yeah, Team USA.
Okay.
Well, in LA, he's loved. We're loving him, right? Of course, we love him to death.
Yeah, that's our dog.
He's killing it.
I feel a little bit of, I don't know that he deserves a mural yet. How long has he been on the Lakers?
This is going to be his third season.
His third season.
Like he just signed a big contract.
I feel like we made a mistake when we gave Juan Toscano the mural because he straight got traded. Well,
that was more of a race thing.
Let's be honest.
But you got to think about it. We gave, it might be a little similar. It might be a little different. Mm-hmm. But we gave Joe Kelly one.
True.
And
Dodgers?
Dodgers. And he was doing his shit. Mm-hmm. But this man, he kind of brought a spark to the Lakers.
Okay.
He was the underdog, second round pick.
Yeah. No, he wasn't even drafted. Yeah, he wasn't even drafted. The thing is, he's a fan favorite. You can't pick and choose who are the fan favorites. Right. The fans just gravitate towards certain people, right?
And they have gravitated
Joe Kelly was a fan favorite because of how expressive he was.
He was talking
and the face he would make.
Yeah.
He was riding for the Dodgers, like, you know, doing all this shit, right? And then everybody loves the way Austin plays. So much hustle, so much heart. You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm like, I don't know that there's a Derek Fisher mural. Or like, where's the Pau Gasol mural? Maybe there is one.
I agree. But also, I think we're just living in a time where
people
everybody
know
gets
how to
a mural.
Make murals. Yeah.
Everybody gets a mural. Everybody gets a statue.
Yeah, because I feel like murals, like, I didn't know that they were this easy to put up places is what it feels like.
Yeah.
Well, I think the main thing is, like, I think it's easier to, like, show your work now, right? So, like, if I'm, like, a muralist and I go to a place and I go, like, look, the Lakers, we have LeBron right now. Mm-hmm. We're killing it. This is what I could do. Let me put it right here so you don't get graffiti. We're also from L.A. Right. So a lot of my homies that do big art pieces, they pitch it to the certain company, liquor store, like, look, you're not going to get no more tagging right here because people respect this mural.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, obviously,
that's smart.
Every once in a while, murals do get disrespected. We've seen it happen. But most of the time, people are going to be like, oh, it's a mural of the Lakers.
Right,
like,
let's
leave it on. Or if it's a mural of Kobe or whatever situation it is, you know, they're going to be like, oh, hell yeah, that looks better than a bunch of the gang riding. So I guess it makes sense.
There's a huge Fools Gone Wild mural in West L.A., and it's been there for years. Mm-hmm. Nobody touches it. I've never seen anybody ride over it or anything. It's just respect. They're like the dude's from San Diego, but it's in West LA, and it's just like it looks cool.
It looks cool.
And nobody fucks with it. It's like next to a liquor store.
Yeah.
So I like that. So my homegirl Pastel, she did a mural without like any permission at an elementary, and it's like with like 30 gangs around surrounding the elementary, and they buff every tagging and they leave her mural there. She drew like a little baby.
Aww.
And it's been there, and the school doesn't remove it because they like it and stuff like that. So
that's fire.
Sometimes you got to kind of finesse the system.
Where are you going to put it?
But shout out. I mean, maybe I definitely get what you're saying. I don't know if it's like 100% deserved. Like, this is the fucking mural.
Like, even the fact that they have like different scenes. Like, you know, I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Because you think of like someone like Kobe has like iconic photos and like you
after
see them
championship
as murals.
Wins
yeah.
and stuff like
that. I was
that.
Like, wow, they have this fool.
He's about to win a, like, you know, FIBA World Cup though. So that's going to be pretty big.
FIFA World
FIBA.
Cup? FIBA. FIBA World Cup?
That's the
US
world.
Basketball.
That's so
the
US cool. basketball league.
National team.
Kobe.
So he's about to, you know, get that.
So he's doing it up. He's doing his shit. LeBron loves him.
Yeah.
LeBron is like a fan, like
all the other players are loving him too. Like they're saying that he's like recruiting players over there. Like, hey, come play with me, man. Come play with me and
at USA.
AD. At USA, he's doing it up. So shout out,
he's our representative.
Yeah. His name is a little crazy.
Yeah.
The AR-15. Yeah, I think
he doesn't like it actually.
Yeah, because
he should love it.
Yeah, you would think.
Mm. Yeah, huh? Like it just sounds like a
because
like,
of his skin color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, let's take a quick little break.
Yeah.
I'm sweating in these sweats. I'm going to take them off.
I bet.
Sombra Sala. Angie, you have not been on Sombra Sala for like a couple weeks. Can you please explain yourself?
Maybe like two.
She's pregnant.
That's a couple.
Ever since she got a dude. Ever since
she got a vato.
Yeah.
Not even.
No te dejao que te pegan?
Damn, he's out now too. There was.
That's fine. I'm not hiding him.
You were hiding him.
You were hiding him.
I wasn't hiding him.
Leti.
What?
Don't be biased because that's your best friend.
I love her so much.
But was she not hiding her man? A little bit, Leti.
I think she was waiting for...
My six-month trial.
Yeah, yeah. She was waiting for him to earn it.
That's what I should do.
Yeah.
That's what I should do.
Oh, for sure.
Six-month trial?
I've learned with Vic. Like, don't expose him.
You flirt with Vic?
No, I said I've learned from Vic's experiences.
They say you flirt with Vic. I've definitely seen that before.
Wait. Same.
I've seen that before.
Such a liar. This is how rumors start. Are you still upset or me?
Okay. But you haven't been here for a couple weeks. Which means 2 weeks. So.
It's 2 weeks. Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah, two episodes off.
The people miss you.
Yeah.
But I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here, you guys.
Not me, but the people.
I know you don't want to talk about Bad Bunny, but oh.
Bad Bunny. No, no, no.
But
shout out Bad Bunny. I really don't care about Anuel. Let's move on.
Anuel and Karol G. Shout out to Karol Letty for this t-shirt. Thank you.
BFS for real.
Okay, so over the weekend, I don't know if you saw, he went on like a photo dump on his IG story, you guys. And so he posted like a bunch of random pictures, right? But there's one that stood out and it was like this thirst trap that me and Leti were like, fool, he's single.
When we saw it, we're like, this fool is single. That is a thirst trap if I've ever seen one.
Sure.
And he posted just to like the shadowy figure. Mm-hmm. But you know, people are going to people and we all got freaking editing software. So people like raise the resolution or like brighten that baby up. And this is the darkened one. This is the shadow one.
Yeah.
So hey, you two be staring at the screen way too long. I'm looking at them.
The one that got started looking at you.
I'm making eye contact with Maximo.
Yeah, he's already seen the picture. I got a mental picture.
Chill.
So they brightened the photo up on that one.
They did. Yeah.
And you could see the tattoos. And you could see that he does not use a gardener down there.
His bush, the top of his hoo-ha, you know, all that stuff.
Crazy.
The top of his what?
Hoo-ha.
It's so...
What do you call it then?
His
dick?
Chora.
The chora.
Oh, you're right. The chora. He showed up the chora on IG, you guys.
Don Pitudo right here.
No, but me and Leti, we really thought it was him because it's like, fool, how are you posting like nudes? Like thirst traps pretty much on IG.
And it was low-key like he was posting all the shit that he couldn't when he was in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like it went like stuff that he was posting back from months, right? From since Coachella and before. So it's like he's single, but then
he posted like the candle.
Yeah,
like,
he posted
baby.
818 tequila.
No, mommy,
be careful.
The mosquito. He's still a candle.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's still
so they're
like,
together.
The bugs.
But let's get back to this picture, you guys. Because then Jose pointed out, he's like, hey, did you guys?
Jose pointed out? I'm not even surprised, though. Homie's gay.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. He zoomed in and everything.
He's a dunkle.
Jose.
He's like, hey, Angie, did you try the generator, the AI generator? I'm like, no.
Is that what Jose said?
Jose told you to do that?
Yeah. Jose's like, Jose, did you try it?
He literally said, it'll finish the picture. And I was like, bro, you want to see more here?
And so I had to do it.
Yeah.
I tried one of them, and that's it gave him like another... another, I don't know.
Is that an arm?
No, yeah, I gave him like another hand. So you put it in this AI generator. On what program? Is it Photoshop?
Photoshop, yeah, yeah.
And it'll finish a photo for you. And it finished the photo to add another hand.
And now we are demonetized. Thank you, guys.
I think it probably thought that he had a hand.
Blur that out. Yeah.
You should have done this with the lighter. The lighter photo. This one's too dark.
Dude, that was fine.
We'll grind it up right there. Easy peasy. And so then I kept going. Switch to the other one.
You did another generator photo?
Yeah.
She's wild, bro.
You can see his butt right there.
They added a butt. That's crazy.
What the hell is that?
That looks AI, like the statue of Michelangelo.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Art demonetized, right?
Demonetized for sure. Thanks.
Angie, if Bad Bunny slides in your DM and goes like...
First of all, I'm not Bad Bunny's type because he likes white girls.
Okay, but if he does slide in your DMs...
You're beautiful, by the way. Okay, you're incredibly gorgeous.
If Bad Bunny slides in your DMs... Are you cracking?
I'll try.
You're a liar.
She'll be like, where's Maluma at?
Where's Maluma? Yeah, I'll ask for Maluma, not Bad Bunny.
Okay, I'll go set aside if Maluma size here at DMs.
I'm also not Maluma's type because he likes white girls. Fudge.
Okay.
Man,
it's true. All of the girlfriends are white.
They
haven't met you, Angie. Okay. If Maluma size in your DMs and goes
for sure. You don't even have to.
Fuck Papi. Yeah.
He would understand.
He would understand. It's Maluma baby.
He would not understand. I'm telling you, as a guy, we would not understand. No.
Wow. So
I don't
understand. A celebrity, shit. Who was your celebrity crush?
Mila Kunis.
Mm-hmm. If she slides in your DMs.
Yeah, fuck my bitch.
There you go. So
I'm doing it up for Mila Kunis.
Why is there double standards?
No, I'm not judging you for doing what you're doing.
I'm not judging.
I'm just saying. Like,
no, but you said you'll tell.
Oh, yeah, because, you know,
I'm just saying he won't understand.
Yeah, I'm not telling my bitch that Mila Kunis slid in my DMs.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Why not? Maluma.
I like that, Angie.
Yeah.
It shows how much of a hoe you is like us.
No.
This is exactly why I'm this asshole.
Yeah. Angie, you don't fucking don't talk to her like that.
Okay, I'll never do that again.
Yeah, don't.
She's fine for answering how she answered. That doesn't make her a hoe. You do that shit in real life. Yeah.
I'm not judging
her. It doesn't even have to be Mila. It could be Mimi. It could be a random bitch getting your DM and you go fuck her.
I said she could be like us.
At least my baby girl has standards.
Maluma,
yes. Baby. You guys.
Okay. But yeah, that's what happened with Bad Bunny. How do you feel about the photo? How does it make you feel, Chubb?
None of those photos were like funny. Like the edited ones. I don't know.
You were expecting like the whole thing?
Yeah.
Like, I just felt uncomfortable. But like, I thought it was gonna be like something.
Do you feel confused? Like maybe you gotta sort out your feelings.
I thought it was gonna
be
something comical. No, I thought it was gonna be something comical. Any comical ones? I don't know.
You want me to grab my computer and like?
It's Bad Bunny.
You want a SpongeBob or something?
Yeah. What would you write?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I was just expecting it to be funny because they do that with like girl porn stars, and then it shows like they're playing DJ. Like it's hilarious.
Oh, you wanted me to turn it funny, you know, like the actual.
Yeah, I didn't know.
He didn't want to see the Dumpitudo.
Yeah, that was.
He wanted to see.
What do you feel about the photo?
Bad Bunny gonna do what Bad Bunny does. Bad Bunny could do shit like that. Mm-hmm. And people are gonna, hey, I do that, I'm gonna get roasted. Mm-hmm. Bad Bunny, he's doing it up.
Do you think you could do that where it just shows the top little.
I think that's crazy. Bad Bunny's, that's their shopping.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That's on a different level.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
For Kendall screamed at him that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna post this shit.
But then, doesn't it ever trip you out? Like, there's some bodies that you're like, damn, my body could never do that. Because just how he's standing, like just the physique-wise. Like there's some shit that I see girls do and I'm like, damn, a dress would never look on me like it does on them.
Oh,
or like
they got
certain poses that they do, I'm like, fuck, I could never. I could try, I could do the same stance, pose, whatever. It just still wouldn't look the same. Like, y'all can't do this.
Nah.
No.
Yeah.
but you know what's crazy? I've always wondered, like, there's no way every single celebrity has a six-pack.
No.
No, there's Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, artists. Like, Maluma, and I'm like, you fools.
Maluma has they do it. Yeah. I'm like,
you fools get the little surgery thing.
Oh, for sure.
What surgery?
Yeah, right?
Which one?
You think Maluma has surgery?
No.
He has surgery?
You guys sound like haters.
No. I mean, if you got it, get it. It sounds
like they got it.
To me, it's like the same thing.
I think there's certain ones that...
Your hair, your butt, your teeth.
Yeah, but I think there's certain ones that there's natural, and there's certain ones that get help.
Does Bad Bunny go to the gym?
Yeah,
I think he would have
probably
it.
Has like a home gym.
And you know how like you can always tell like if a girl has a little enhancement or like help.
Yeah.
There's things that can make you tell. Like guys, you can't get away with it.
Yeah.
Like there are tells. There's one person that I could tell has it, and I'm like, oh, no matter what you do. I'm definitely not gonna say it.
That's what it has.
Definitely not. Like the
just
six
say
pack
it, we'll
thing.
Beep it.
Nope.
Drake.
No. Drake. Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know if he does or not. But you could tell. No, like you could tell that their stomach's there, and then their little like you could tell it's not chiseled. You could tell it's over a stomach.
Yeah.
So.
That's crazy.
Yo, one of the homies from high school did that. It was so weird.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the new one. What? I sent it to P where people are getting taller.
Oh, yeah.
They get their knees done. Would you do that?
No, I think I'll be
like
okay.
To get like a little inches?
Like what? Like maybe like 6'2"?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nah, I'm cool.
Would you do the one that makes your bigger?
The shoulder bigger, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one?
Yep.
I see, but I don't know how I feel about like needles and like, and I seen what was it called? One time I was watching David Dobrik and he took one of his homies to get the like, the thing, but the way it sounded, like the machine, I was like, bro.
It's low key like filler, like how they do filler for girls.
Yeah.
They do filler down there for the guys.
I've never seen it. I've seen the six pack, but I've never seen that one.
Yep. The filler for the guys?
Yeah. Do filler down there.
What's the numbing? Like, do you go to sleep?
I don't know. I'm not
try
a filler.
It and then come back and tell us.
And then you probably can't use it for like a few months. I'm
and
good.
Then if you don't use it, you lose it. So.
You guys, you can use stuff after filler. Filler does not do anything to you.
Maybe like a day of recovery and then you'll
Yeah, but filling on your lips and filling on your penis, I think, is maybe two different things.
Probably not, because you use your mouth a lot. I don't have one, but yeah. I just need the little part. I need the little hole part. The other parts of it, I don't use it like that. You guys are...
What?
They're so uncomfortable.
What do you mean?
They're so uncomfortable.
I'm confused by that.
It's not going to cut you. It's not a surgery. It's filler.
It's like needles.
Oh, you're saying they poke the head.
No, they don't poke the head, fool. They're not making your... But apparently, from what I read, it's they do it right here on the... like this area? New York Post. Yeah.
The New York Post be making some... They be writing about
but
some...
But they're stories. Yeah. But it helps elongate it.
That's crazy.
And it doesn't hurt. It doesn't any of that... Go do your Googles, guys. Enjoy. Yeah. Have a good time. And yes, you can use it right after. Just like you use your lips right after. Just like wherever you could put filler, you could use right after. It's not a crazy... It's not... You're not going to go under anesthesia.
Shout out Dick Filler.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out Bad Bunny.
Believe me, guys will use it. And the more they know, now they're like, oh my God, I could add 2 inches. What the fuck?
Where do you go to this, like, to get this Dick Filler
thing? I don't know. Here, but let me tell you more information.
Hey, where can we go see some Dick Filler?
I don't want to see it.
I'm not seeing it. Where can we go get it?
You want to see the before and afters?
I want to see before and afters. See if it really works. What is it called? What are the doctors called?
Surgeons?
Okay. Oh. Penis filler is way more common than you'd expect. This is one by Allure magazine. In its most basic explanation, penis fillers are the injections into the penis shaft that can instantly increase its girth. Also, it's how wide you are, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Angie, would you get a BBL?
No.
What if Priya's probably said, I got 10 pounds, girl, go get it.
Then you can spend on something else, not a BBL. Mm. I know me, and I would not maintain it. Like, just the aftertake and all that stuff, not me. I know you were body shaming me last episode.
Yeah, fuck him for that.
Angie is the body. Angie,
yeah, you don't. Some people need it. You don't.
It's fine. I don't.
Yeah, you don't
need
it.
It's not for me.
Yeah, you're in love. I like that.
It's not. It doesn't. It has nothing to do with me being in love. It's just I don't feel like I would take care of it afterwards. Like the whole pain going after that, I could never. Like you can't sit on it.
It's a lot of maintenance.
It's a lot of maintenance. That would be not
lymphatic massages.
What if Vic gave you a 30% off?
No.
Damn.
Sorry, that's Vic. Just not
it's just not what she wants.
Could have gave you 30% off.
I'm happy with my little piece.
Aw, baby girl.
You're a Viglet? No. Like, I can't give you 30% off.
No.
Because I need it, damn you.
I didn't
you
say
don't
that.
Need it.
I
you
say
don't
that.
Need it.
Because
no.
You just body shaming here.
I didn't say that.
You don't need it. You don't need it.
I'm just being a pal.
You look amazing.
You look incredible.
Oh, you look incredible. Honestly, the best I've ever seen you.
Mm-hmm. Right, he's not lying. He wishes. And I he wish. Could never.
I could never.
You could never. Dude, never, no, sorry, ever. Gordito.
I wish. I dreamed about it last night, yeah. And I woke up, and I was like, oh, my God, I could never.
I could never.
I was like, the dentist, he was like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to go film with a girl that I could never.
Never. It's true, though.
I was sitting here talking about Maluma. I was like, I wish she was me.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, we know where you could never. Maluma.
Pumba, that's the Pumba and everything.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you
for that.
Kitty, I'm not body shaming you. You're beautiful. Just
but I thought she doesn't have ass. How could she get it out of here?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Get your cardboard out of here.
Stop it.
I'm sorry. I probably not want to look at your butt.
Yeah, thank you.
He looked, Angie. He looked.
All I saw was thighs.
Uh-huh. All right, so you guys going to get more girth or what?
I'm down.
More girth for the earth?
Fuck it.
Hey, bro, I honestly
like
think I think you have to because
like
the myths about you, you've become an urban legend in these streets. You have to
now
like
I have to like live up to the legend.
Because now a girl's gonna intentionally go to you to like tell back to the everybody like, hey, yeah. This is how it was.
Wait, the girl's going around talking about your penis?
Because of you, fool.
Because of you.
Hey Vic, how big is your dick? You said that.
I said that?
Yes, yeah, you said that.
I forgot I said that.
It's okay.
Yeah. Then girls start DMing me and they're like, how big? And I'm like, just relax.
And then you said in the picture?
Ladies. I got a brain too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, like that was awesome. Shout out to baby girl. Yeah. You know my situation. Sombra Sala. Bad Bunny is a little thirsty boy. Did you drink out of his thirst cup?
No.
You take a little drink? Or was this the first time you saw the photo?
I saw it on Twitter, but I don't even really be on. It's like X now, I think.
Yeah.
I seen it and I was like, Bad Bunny doing Bad Bunny shit. I just left.
You didn't look.
I didn't look. It was my first time, but I didn't know Angie was going to show us her different experiments with the picture.
Yeah, that's wild.
That was what I was wondering why her and Maxine were having a deep conversation back then. Maxine was judging the photos. It.
All right.
You were not trying to cancel it. You were.
No, I was just like, whatever, bro. Yeah.
Pause.
Okay, you guys, before we get into
our guest.
Let's go.
T-Row and Heather.
Hi, mamacita.
What up, y'all?
Are you guys getting divorced? Are you guys doing podcast runs together?
Hold on, man. This nigga got the sea hot.
Yeah.
He runs hot.
That's a sobby side. Too many babusas.
Babusas?
Heather. You look good, Heather.
I love that you guys were just turning up for your 100th episode yesterday, and you're here.
Let's clap it up for that. That's huge. 100 episodes.
100 episodes.
One of the most craziest, funniest, and moments. That's not the craziest because T-Rose doesn't give a fuck, but we're filming. Everybody's already a little more lit, and then AD's like, I got you guys a gift. AD always has this gifts. That's like his thing. He wants everybody to know that he gives us gifts, and he has the coolest friends. And I just have a plug for everything. Your teeth, your shoes, your socks, everything. Yeah. He has all right. So we're sitting there. It's me, T-Rail, MacWap, and AD, and these two white girls walk in.
Okay.
Like Australian bitches.
Okay.
Little baddies. One of them was a little thick. He's the one I was trying to crack T-Rail.
Okay.
And they walk in with their mans.
Don't start.
With like bottles with our names on them for the 100th episode. And the white girl tries to sit on T-Rell's lap.
No.
Oh.
Nope.
She went straight for his lap.
No. And AD knew this.
No. AD didn't know that part. He knew the bottles were coming.
Okay.
But, like, you know, there's, like, pimps, and then there's, like, very sophisticated pimps. I think AD's homie is a very sophisticated pimp.
Yeah.
Because they started macking it with the bitches, threesome kisses.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on.
I saw a video of, like, a threesome kiss with another fool, like a Latino fool.
Yeah, okay, so him.
And then Heather checked in on what was going on, and then that's what I saw.
I pushed her out the way.
The girl.
Yeah, he pushed her out the way. And it's
that was my way of still touching the butt.
Shut up, T-Rell.
I pushed her out the way hard, like, get out the way.
Yeah. I'll fuck you up.
I pushed her out the way. Pushed her out the way.
But T-Rell was scared. And then Heather was like.
Because let Heather accidentally almost sit on a guy's lap.
Oh, come on, man. We shooting the place up.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, see?
We shooting the place up.
See, let her just, like, have to step over someone in the movie theater. Like, my bad.
I didn't think. I was just like, dang. In that moment, I should have pushed her over to you.
Yeah.
But I was just so focused on
you should have been, like, 21 Savage when the girl tried to choke him.
Oh, yeah, just push her off.
I should have pushed her to Duno.
Yeah.
But I was like, let her get off of me. I got
a
girl.
Shook a little bit.
That shit was the funniest shit. And the funnier part was that, like, T-Rell was happy knowing that he still got it.
Yeah, yeah, I got that. Oh, my God. Yeah.
But they don't know what's going on. Right. They're from Australia.
Oh, they know what's going on.
They just come with a guy. Yeah. Go in there, go do this.
Yeah. They know exactly what's going on.
I love you, Heather. Because Heather knows not to straight up blame the girl.
Yeah.
Because it's like they're coming into a situation, they're doing their job.
Yeah, exactly.
No, she was
so
mad.
So it's the guy's fault?
She was jealous.
I was not the girl. As you should, you could be.
Because at first it's good.
You guys,
because that's what you literally said. You know what you should have done? Pushed her and said, "I have a girl." You literally said
she was just mad because the girl liked me and she was pretty.
Girl,
and she was hot. So you a little jealous? I still got.
Oh, I got a little jealous, but no, but when I figured out that they don't know what's going on, I was like, okay.
No, the funnier part was that Heather didn't see it right away. It was Heather's sister. Her assistant and all her homegirls were like,
"Yeah,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?"
Yeah.
What if the Australian accents were fake? It was just like, oh, I don't know what we're doing.
Sound real good to me.
That shit was great.
What if that was just an act? Like, they were really from Orange County or something.
And they were trying to crack T-Rell, and he got excited. He's like, I still got
it. And they played it off. They're like, we're from Australia. We don't know what's going on.
See, but T-Rell.
Well, guess what? None of them were finer than the girl you got.
No, they wasn't. Yeah. They wasn't. You know what I mean?
See, but T-Rell was like, I got a fiance. And then in my head, I was like, wow, 13 years is still not officially married. Just want to put that out there real quick. Yeah, that's the only Maximo.
Oh, like Maximo.
Maximo has been California married for 13 years.
That's great. So, you know what I'm saying? Once he get married, what's going to happen to him?
What?
Yeah, like what's special going to happen? After he.
All right, well, welcome to Brown Bag, you guys. Usually we go to your guys' podcast. We've been on your guys' podcast,
Fig Munity,
back on Fig. And then, we've been to Fig Munity too. No.
What
was it at the other place?
What was
it
at AD's house?
No, what was it at the other place?
No jumper.
No, but it was not called that.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day. We've been there, and then you guys have yet to be here, so welcome. Thank you guys for coming. Since you're here, you are going to partake in Latino activities. Are you ready?
Yes. I mean, I am Latino.
What part?
I just don't know how to speak Spanish.
Yeah, what part in your ancestry?
What part of my ancestry?
Yeah.
I'm Salvi.
You're such a liar, but we will take you.
I mean, I like pupusas, hey. I'm telling you, I just don't know how to speak Spanish.
It's okay. No, a lot of people don't, even when they're Latino.
They think they're Salvi because they're caretaker.
Oh, because of Anna. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you guys have a maid?
Yeah. No.
What?
You have a maid?
All right, let's go back to what Letty was talking about.
We are going to go into this segment, Rate the Ramfla, okay? They're going to join us in rating Ramfla. So what happens is we find cars from all over the world, and a Ramfla is Spanish, like, almost like...
It's kind of like
hood Spanish for, car, like whip or something.
Like whip. Yeah.
So we rate them. Say Ramfla.
Lampa.
Ramfla.
Rampa.
No, you're forgetting that L.A.
Lafram.
Lafram.
Okay, say it again.
Ramfla.
Rampa.
You're forgetting the L, bitch.
R-A-N-F-L-A. Ranfla.
Ranfla.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go. Boom. But now say it one.
Heather. Ramfla.
Ramfla.
Hey,
baby girl, Duno's like this right now.
Get the whips, you know what I mean?
Okay, so this one got sent to us, and what's crazy is we get to see the inside of how they made this car. So usually we would see this car just driving, but you see that it's kind of like a little go-kart situation, and then they built it. This fool's going to climb inside and start driving it. I think it's cool that we get to see the behind the scenes, because just seeing that driving down the street, fuck? You're going to think you're high.
That's not even comfortable as fuck.
That's so crazy.
Where are the wheels at?
Exactly.
So we always get like the most. So
these
so,
are crazy ass cars.
So there's something we've been doing.
They exist somewhere.
Since when? Like this season one, maybe?
Season
two?
Yeah. Probably last season. Yeah.
So Letty was like, yeah, we got to rate cars. So now every week we just get a bunch of crazy ass cars.
Yeah, people send them to us.
Yeah. And so it looks like it's a little go-kart under, and then they put the top of that car over it.
You know what I've been noticing?
But how can that fool see?
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is all the stupid ass cars we've been getting lately have to do with like, we don't know how to fucking get in there.
Yeah, they're like experiment cars.
Fucking terrible. Facts.
You know, like every year, like BMW and Mercedes, they do like their little experiment futuristic. Prototypes. Yeah, they're like... But it's like, this is the hood race.
This is random fools making, like,
if he hit a speed bump, he done for the
It's
time.
Over. It's over.
So we rated out of 10.
Yeah.
So what is your guys' rating?
Rating that as a 10?
One out of 10.
One out of 10.
Functionality,
It works.
Creativity.
It works.
For sure.
It's driving.
Yeah.
That's
scary.
A 9.5 because he's laying down in there.
He's laying down for sure. That means it's hot in there because they can't. Yeah. Where are they lifting up? I hope there's AC. I doubt there's AC. It can't ride for long.
No, I ain't gonna lie,
definitely not.
I ain't gonna lie. Out of all the cars we've seen in a long time, mm-hmm. this car probably looks the best because of the reflector windows.
Yeah.
That shit is hard as fuck. Yeah. I gotta give it a 10. He's definitely laying down in there. Yeah. I don't know if he's maybe laying down and doing the fucking brake and gas, maybe like while laying down.
That sucks. Yeah.
That's fucking terrible. But mm-hmm. other than that, I gotta give it a 10. Okay.
10?
Yeah. Sure.
What street can he not drive down LA in?
I think he can't go past that parking lot.
Probably not. I'm gonna give him an 8 because I'm claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And it's giving me claustrophobia.
Right? It's giving me rug burn.
That too.
It's giving me rug burn. I go 5 with
it's
it.
It's giving me, if he get on the 405, he gonna die.
It's over for him. It's over for him.
He dying on the 405.
For sure.
He dying down Fig with your ghetto ass. He dying for sure.
He go down Fig, he's done for the night.
All right. Let's get into another Ramfla.
That one is
come on,
crazy.
Give me another Ramfla.
Ramfla.
Yeah.
You're forgetting the L, fool.
Okay, so this one is, someone says, Leti, rate my Ramfla, Honda Civic, show car, can you please go down, / car wash mobile, en que quiere puede. Whoever can does it, or right?
Yeah.
Like, who? And car so this is it, a we'll regular it. Ass car, but I think he just wants the bitches to see his really nice car. So let's just show off the really nice car.
Come on, my boy.
I don't know what type of car this is.
Come on, Pacific. With the Ramfla.
Yeah. And okay. then he's going to show us, like, the details. Wow. This is why guys do nice cars, huh? You have a whack-ass house, probably, or you live with your mom, but you have a nice-ass whip.
This is like some shit Vic could drive.
Yeah, and then... I didn't know what was in here. I don't know if this is turbo. I don't know if this is whatever.
No, it's a car wash mobile.
Yeah.
So he goes and takes it to wash other people's cars.
The fact that he has a whole fucking water tank in a Honda Civic, he did the most. He removed all the fucking seats.
Okay.
Because usually, like, for the homies clean cars, and they have a big-ass van.
Like a worker van.
Exactly.
He did it as a Civic. So that's why he's like, if you can, you make it happen.
Yeah. So that's fire. I mean,
the water. So no one can sit in his back seat.
Yeah, no car sets.
No.
None.
I work out of my Ramfla, boy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So it doesn't look it. That whole back seat is taken out, and that whole back seat has, like, the car wash stuff.
Yeah. Well, look, the thing is, it's advertising itself because that car is super clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's no scratches, no dents, no nothing. Looks super presentable.
Yeah.
And then the hustle.
Well, shout out him, then.
What I'm trying to think about is fools like that are usually, like, hella picky when it comes to their cars getting scratched.
Uh-huh.
If he fills up that water tank, it's bringing his car, I don't know how many inches down. His wheels are like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this fool is driving the most careful probably ever in the fucking world.
Yeah.
I hate car people.
First of all, do you have people come to your house and wash your car?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You do? Oh, y'all balling.
You've never had that. Shut up.
Whoa,
you have that.
You balling. You have that. I knew you was a baller.
I am, but you have that too. You are too.
It's the same price as a car wash, really.
Best friend does it. Terrell is the most cleanest. His car, all the cars are so clean.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Clean.
If his friend would come over and wash the cars 3 times a week, he would let him.
Yep.
This is too expensive.
All the cars. Terrell's a car guy.
All the cars, and he has the elevators. I try to call.
Well, my car is dirty right now, but yeah.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Last time I had your Tesla, that shit had a French fry in the back.
That's the kid.
That's the kid or that's you,
I
bitch?
Got 4 kids. You don't have... You are a kid.
Yeah.
You have...
You showing your drawers right now.
It was
now,
your French
you know
fry.
It was your French fry. The logo right now. Why y'all got him on your podcast?
Then we had one more.
Oh, God.
What's up? Where's the next one? Oh, no.
Oh, this is what I said, bro. See what I'm saying, bro?
That's insane.
That's crazy.
You know what I first thought it was?
A ride?
So fucking Fluffy loves, like, the little, what are they called? They're like the
Volkswagen?
The Volkswagen.
Fluffy? Yeah.
Gabriel Iglesias?
Gabriel Iglesias. So when I first seen it, I thought it was him. Something had to do with him. But then I looked and it wasn't him.
That's
so,
like the mystery machine.
Type. Yeah, the mystery mobile from shit. Like the...
That shit crazy as fuck.
No, that's crazy right there.
No, I'd be so fucking scared seeing that.
Yo,
yeah. All these cars make us feel high. If you're high and you see shit like that, you're going to trip the fuck out.
That gives me anxiety for
sure. No.
Are you getting
high? Then look, they put like a decal sticker of like somebody driving on the bottom. You see?
Where? Oh, like someone's tipped over to the side.
My thing is, is the DMV approving this? Like,
no. True. Like, these are just experimental. They're like, look at what we're seeing them. We're seeing them in lots. We're not seeing them driving out in the world.
They definitely don't have no registration tags.
You can't drive that anyway. No. It's different specs you got to have to drive a car anywhere. Like,
who's insuring
your rearview mirrors, everything had to be in place.
True. The general wouldn't even insure that.
But they should pull up to a DMV and say, I'm ready for my driving test.
Yeah.
And see what happens. But see, there you can see the wheels too. You
this reminds me of like a SpongeBob episode, like when he drives the boat sideways or something.
Damn, by the way, the homie just flipped his car like this.
Like, not a good...
Not on purpose.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Shout out to your homie.
Don't do Nas and drive, kids. That's a lesson.
Have you ever been in a car accident and ended up like that?
No. I have.
That's scary.
You have?
Yeah. There was like oil on the road, and my mom was getting into the freeway, and we had like a SUV. She was getting into the freeway and it like slipped, and so it went over like the little hill, and we ended up like that. And then they sued the city because it's like a city thing because it's oil or whatever. But I just remember having to go to the chiropractor after that. Yeah, it was crazy.
I thought we all died.
I thought I was dead. Everybody was dead. Yeah.
There's a big ass dip on like Gage, kind of by the Florence District. And we took it, and the homie's whole bumper, everything fell off.
Yeah.
And the city paid for it because they haven't fixed that big ass dip right there.
Dang.
It's in front of Michoacana. But you know how they say you get like back? What is it called? Like,
whiplash?
Bro, that's literally what happened to me.
Whiplash was real.
Mm-hmm. That shit is real. Pause. When'd you get it?
Bro, you just fat. So you're going to get whiplash driving anyway.
Bitch. Have your body don't work no more because of a car crash. Talk about my whiplash.
I wasn't in a car crash, bitch.
That's a car. Oh, you were in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, Dude, don't act right, please. That's really mean.
Didn't you make fun of his ham about ham?
I didn't. Heather.
Heather.
Terrell, I didn't forget that.
Terrell.
What's going on here?
Is that why you came?
No, I came to enjoy myself and look at Rampa.
Yeah. See?
The other night, Jalen was like, if you and Terrell, like, if y'all tried to go up to somebody and talk to him because we were at a party, what would you say? And I'm like, I don't know. And Terrell was like, shit, I don't know either. And I was like, I don't know. Maybe I'd go up to somebody and be like, you're so handsome. Like, I don't know what to say. What would you say?
Damn, that's a good question. I don't know what would be my first pickup line.
What are you drinking tonight?
Your shoes are cute?
How did you guys first pick up on each other?
I met her on Twitter.
Oh, that makes it easier.
Yeah. I met her on Twitter. So you liked her thoughts. If I walked up to a girl, I don't even remember my pickup lines. Like, what's the deal? You want to go backstage?
That's effective, though.
That's great. Like, come on, backstage.
That's why he had all the bitches.
No.
Let's go.
That's exactly why he had all the bitches.
Yeah, because he was not cracking him because of the mouthpiece.
No.
He was like, I got passes.
Passes. Let's go.
Rack City.
Rack City back there.
See,
for girls, easier. You might not even have to. You guys should vlog that.
Heather doesn't need to hit on people. Heather gets hit on.
She's bomb. Go to a bar.
She don't need it.
It's gonna be easy for her.
She's like, what's up, man? What's your name? And then he'll just like give her the number. Yeah. And see me, it's gonna be a little harder. You know what I mean? Like for us, it's hard, bro. For hard guys, it's hard. I'm telling you, man.
I don't think it'll be hard for you, Terrell.
It'll be hard for me, man. Like, hey, what's going on, man?
Like, we should do it.
You guys should do it.
You gonna somebody go back on
so what? What did somebody say? Somebody said I should say, "Hey, what's up? You want a drink?" I never said no shit like that.
No, don't do that.
Hey, you want a drink? What you drinking on?
Yeah.
You never bought a girl a drink?
I ain't never bought a girl a drink in my life.
Damn,
what?
Not even the coffee.
Gritty bitch.
That's fine.
You ain't never bought a girl coffee?
I ain't bought nothing. I always say, let's do it. You think that's like a flex?
Like, from L.A., I've always felt like, what can I do? Can I do the least to get the most? Do you feel like that's like a thing?
It is like a thing not to, like, trick.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because you don't want to be clowned by the homies and stuff tricking. Like that. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Because like, I have like homies from New York thing? That say, like, guys out here, they don't pay for shit. And in New York, a guy will just
do everything for you.
But we'll pay for, like, if we were to go out to eat, like, it's like, it's weird that guys in LA don't just automatically pay.
But how the fuck do they know that, though?
I don't know if hearing stories or seeing it.
Yeah,
but it's actually
that's
true.
The internet.
I'm going to keep it a bug. Every time I go out to eat with a girl, like,
you paying?
I'm paying.
I mean, why not?
Like, I feel so player when a girl.
I'm
pays
not trying to
me,
crack you,
though.
Oh, it's only with that intention. But even if we're going as homies, a guy would pay.
Oh no! If we go as homies, we match it, split the bill, whatever way it's supposed to go. But I think that's fair.
Yeah, that is fair. I mean,
that's not fair.
But if I've got it, you feel me?
I don't mind. It's the way I grew up, so I would be. I don't mind that. Yeah. But I know dudes have said that about LA Cali dudes.
Yeah, because my thing is, I've heard this shit on the internet where it's like, oh, I'm going to take my girl out to you for a birthday with our homegirl, but I'm supposed to pay for 10 bitches I don't even know that my girl might get into it with the next day? Mm. Fuck no, we matching it for this bill. That's your friend as much as she is my bitch.
If I'm feeling generous, then I'll pay.
Yeah.
And then I'm kind of looking like at everybody's body language and everything. Like, let me see if you're even going to attempt to pull out your car.
If we were out and I was like, dang, I really want a sangria. Can you get that for me? Can you swap me T-Rail? You wouldn't buy me a drink?
If you were out with me and Heather.
Yeah.
I like how you got you.
No, me and you. It was just me and you.
Me and you not doing nothing.
Now you have the good answers. Now you have the good answers.
Okay. Now you're married, huh, bitch?
Yeah, we would have.
He said, we would have.
Would you and me and Heather?
Now you got the good answers.
Yeah, I got you, baby. Right. Yeah, man, what you need, man? Get it up. Do it up.
Yeah, see?
It's sad you never bought a girl a drink.
Have you ever felt like one of your homegirls maybe was like a little too close to your run? You kind of had to. Yeah?
Yeah.
Like who? Because none of you, first of all, you don't have minimal friends. She has homegirls.
Yes.
But which one of your homegirls ain't got like too close, touchy-touchy.
Maybe not a homegirl, but like an acquaintance. Trying to be talking to Terrell and laughing with him. And if he starts laughing, just extra. And if he starts laughing too, he's being extra. And I'm like, what are y'all laughing about?
He ain't that funny.
What are we laughing about over here?
Yeah, because that's his thing. I'm going to make you laugh. Like, and that's how I'm going to get you. So when it's too much laughing going on and it's just them two talking, I'm like, hi.
Yeah, what's going on over here?
Girls will hate you for the same thing that they love you for.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, he's going big with his pep talk. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like it's one of those things of like you like that he makes you laugh, but you're like, how dare you make other people laugh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, so you work around a lot of girls, obviously, and all your employees are girls. Mm-hmm. Is there like a boundary where T-Rod's not allowed to go to the store if you're not there?
No. What do you mean the store?
I don't know. I'm
go to work.
He's just trying to start drama.
Oh, go up to the store. No, I don't care.
Okay.
She don't want me to look at her models though while they doing it up.
I just don't want him to make them uncomfortable.
This is business here.
If they come out
string bikinis cheeks out, this is my business.
But they gotta feel comfortable too, cause that's their job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't want
your little creepy ass face. They don't want you in the room, bitch.
Yeah, and he just be sitting there with the hands behind his back, just like washing. Like, no, get out. I got this.
Hold on. Why you looking at me like that? That's fucked up. I ain't creepy like that. She's saying anything, man.
No, he's not creepy.
No, I know, but I'm trying to think of like situations where like you do work around a lot of women, and Terrell is not bad looking after the hairdo. So like
the hairdo.
So
why are you his friend?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to figure this shit out.
But what I'm saying is, like, the homie is an attention seeker. He wants to walk in a room, scream very loudly, jump, dance, do it up. He wants to tell everybody his stories. And girls like that. I know. So what I'm saying is, like, is he not allowed to go certain places? And you're like, you can't go there.
No, he can go anywhere.
Yeah.
Culo means ass?
Yeah so cool means cool. Culo is ass, right?
Okay, like let's the Pitbull song. This nigga.
So Messi has been killing it. He is, it's like he's playing with kids because he's just making
left and right,
like a clinic on
MLS.
Soccer.
Yeah.
But he may need a clinic on style because this is how he's stepping out in Miami now that he's over here. Previously, where did he live?
Argentina.
No, he's from Argentina, was in Europe playing soccer.
Yeah.
For PSG. Yeah. But now he's in Inter Miami.
And then, so this is one of his styles. It's like super cuffed. Super cuffed pants.
Fucking terrible.
But they didn't even look baggy to begin with at the bottom. So it looks like, what are we giving it? How do we feel about his style? I like his shirt.
The shirt is fire.
Hmm? I didn't know that was a Florida style.
I don't know if it is. Yeah, I think he's just trying to fit in somewhere somehow.
I've never seen Messi with baggy pants.
Baggy pants. It's throwing me off.
Because, you know, he's from Argentina. They're European, so they wear super tight shit.
Everything.
Right. Everything runs small over there. But it's definitely, he's living in Miami. He's doing it up. He's making Inter Miami look like prime Barcelona. Mm-hmm. 2010, they scoring everything he's doing. Yep. He's probably leading scorer in the MLS right now.
He just has them cuffed wrong, too. It's like he could cuff them a little bit. He could bring them a little lower. But that looks crazy.
The first thing he probably thought when he seen his pictures go viral, told his stylist, I told your ass I didn't want to wear this shit.
Oh, like someone else dressed him.
Yeah, he probably was like, I told you. Your ass fire.
But you know what it is?
But that shit looks horrible. Yeah. That's cooler.
That's a Palm Angel shirt, right?
Yeah. But also, it wouldn't look fly with some Air Forces, but he can't wear them because he's part of Adidas. So he got to wear everything Adidas style.
That's an Adidas shoe?
That's an Adidas shoe.
That's what's making it look worse, too. Yeah.
T-Rell, did you ever wear rubber bands on your jeans?
I sure did.
Yeah, that I'm was a thing. That was a thing when we were in high school.
I did that in middle school.
I feel like this might be something that they're, like, similar. And at the time, it looked really cool.
Yeah.
The kids were doing it. Everybody had their little rubber band so you could see your shoe and it wouldn't make it blue because of the jean.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Cuffing this might be something like similar. Crazy,
cuffing your jeans like that is jail time.
Yeah. Girls don't even cuff their jeans like that.
Yeah, that's not even.
But what if that's the next thing? And whoever styled him knew what they were doing by styling Messi. Arguably the best soccer player in the world, especially in the USA.
Is he arguably the best?
He's one of them.
But who is the best? Right,
probably Mbappe.
Ever in the world?
Right now,
Mbappe.
Mbappe.
He's also younger by like 10 years.
What's the other guy Messi's been that they in be the praying, game. Praising like that?
Oh, Ronaldinho. He out of here, though. He old.
No. What's the guy that I shall Ronaldo? Speed with the goal? Yeah, Ronaldo.
Yeah, Ronaldo. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, I said Ronaldinho.
But
Messi's his own thing. Messi, did they win the World Cup?
Yeah. Messi is arguably the best soccer player to ever live.
Yeah. And with legacy.
To ever live the number one goal for any soccer player to ever do is, you could win as many league cups and all that, but the minute you win soccer's World Cup is probably the hardest cup to ever win in any sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's at a whole other level. The competition it's at is...
He plays for Argentina.
And he finally won one.
Yeah.
He's played for the most elite teams ever to ever be alive.
Heather ain't never watched a soccer game in her life, huh?
No. Never saw him again.
That's crazy. But
Heather knows style. So, Heather, what do you think of this?
I used to cuff my jeans like that in high school. It's so embarrassing.
Texas thing?
I didn't know what it said. It was bad.
It was all the way up like that?
What?
Yeah. Oh,
I probably have pictures of it.
What shoes were you wearing with it?
Like Doc Martin boots or something. I remember it in my closet. I remember the exact outfit I had on and my jeans were cuffed because they were too long.
Yeah.
You should have just went and got it.
Yeah, tailored. You
know how many people wear Doc Martens.
I used to cuff mine under.
Under?
I used to. Oh, that's crazy. Oh, no.
Cuffing under is ugly, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
Like this.
That's fucking terrible.
I thought I was a cholo at one point.
Why, could you cuff your jeans under?
Yeah.
Cholo didn't do that. You just wore really high socks to their knees.
Nah, I seen one dude. He did it. He had some khakis on. Mm-hmm. He had some Cortez on. He had his bill hanging. I'm like, oh, he icy. And I tried to do that shit. I just looked like I was 80 years old, dog. It looks terrible, homie.
I hope nobody styled him in that.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And if it is, please fire them.
He's handsome, though.
Yeah, he is. Whoa. Shout out to Lionel Messi.
Whoa.
Do you know who Canelo is?
Canelo, yeah.
Canelo wanted to beat his ass.
Why?
Because they had beat Mexico. Argentina had beat Mexico. Yeah. A player had given him the Mexico jersey. Like, it's kind of a ritualistic to, like, you trade jerseys. It's a sign of respect. And I guess while they were changing in the locker room, the jersey was on the floor, and he kind of stepped by it or over it, but it seemed like, or people try to pitch it as, that he kicked the Mexico jersey. So like it was very disrespectful.
Yeah.
So right there it is on the floor, so it seemed like he had kicked it. And Canelo was like, wherever he's at, like, I'm coming after him. I'm going to get him. It's the principle. I'm going, like, fuck Messi. And so it was a whole thing. It was a whole thing.
Canelo
this last World
ain't
Cup.
Do shit.
Canelo could fuck him up.
He definitely could. But isn't that a thing, though, that your hands are registered?
Registered, for sure. But for his country, he would do it.
He's doing it up.
So, if he was in Mexico,
but then it turned out like the video was like, nah, he didn't really. He was just kind of standing by it a little bit, and it wasn't intentional.
But also, he's standing by that jersey. He don't give a damn about that Mexico jersey.
But you know what it is when it comes to like the sports and shit like that. Even like in baseball, like in college, like your logo and everything means like the most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So and, bro, Mexicans are known to cancel Mexicans. Like food, like. Like
but they, even just like in soccer, spot, it being the world sport, it being the world sport, like people have like goalies have died for not guarding the goalpost, right? Fuego, like they've actually killed players.
The Colombia
for
players.
Not playing correctly or their team not winning. It gets crazy.
Oh, that's why people don't want to go out to Saudi Arabia and take
to see some shit.
Yeah.
Well, also,
that money, the bread that Mbappe was about to get.
They talking about $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, you're thinking about the fact that like. You gotta think that, like, even the Saudi players, when they were protesting, like, to protect women in their countries, they got killed when they went back home.
Yeah.
So Mexico's like, the soccer is the one time where, like, bro, like, Cristiano Ronaldo, he can't live in Saudi Arabia. You can't live if you're not married with the girl. But the whole country, Islam, turned their head just to have a legend come play.
You can't live with the woman that you're not married to.
First of all, are y'all taking $1 billion for the soccer?
Yes, anybody's taking that anything.
Well, why they didn't take it?
There's
two players Mbappe didn't take it.
Mbappe didn't take it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was only for 1 year, which is crazy.
1 year?
1 year. $500 million.
But also Mbappe don't...
Was it Messi, too? Messi didn't take it either?
Yeah, he didn't take it.
Yeah, because they can't... They don't really agree with the... With the text
the
they have,
stuff.
Yeah, like the Islam law. But it's like that over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For like Jakarta's fucking uncle has like 4 wives in fucking Indonesia. And he said that he was
that's
like
stressful.
And then Jakarta was like, when you have 4 wives, you have to treat each one of them the exact same way. So if you're broke, all your wives are broke.
Would you guys have 4 wives?
Hell no.
Fuck no.
That's stressful.
Would you have 4 Heathers?
2 wives.
No.
4 Heathers? Hell no.
No.
Would you want 2 me? Like 2 Terrells?
Yes.
Yeah, one that stays home.
Yeah.
Wow. So you have 2 husbands, like 2 Terrells.
Yeah, so I want
And then another Heather to
shifts,
even like vent about you too.
Dang. Yeah.
I call Terrell for everything.
Literally, you guys are like best friends.
So who get the hit? A Terrell or B Terrell? Like who get in the bed and go to sleep?
What made you fall in love with him? Like, what was it about him? I'm sure there's something.
Look at his face.
I'm sure
First of all, he's funny.
Yeah.
And he just cared. He cared.
What
about
type
me.
Of funny
and
is he?
He just makes me feel good. Like, if I'm super sad, like, he'll just say something to make me feel good or to make me laugh or to feel better. He always lifted me up.
Yeah.
And he really made me, like, believe in myself. Like, you're a boss, you're this. And he, like, talked me up and bigged me up every single day, no matter what he was going through. He always put himself last. He always put me first. He bought me my first foreign. He didn't even have a car. I'm like, dang, this is a real one. Like, this is a real one.
And he bought you a house.
He got me lipo. He bought me a house. He did all kind of shit for me.
Yeah, it's
Before
real.
He even did anything for himself, he just went and got a hair transplant 13 years later. And he looks great. Even yesterday, I told him, I'm like, you could have done it up with her. You deserve it.
You a damn lie. When I looked over, you was like. She was so mad.
Because she loves you.
I love her, too. You know what I'm saying? For loving me. I like that.
You love her for loving you.
I'm a little ugly. I was a little ugly back then. You know what I'm saying? And I'm getting cosmetic surgery and shit now, so I look kind of good.
Oh, my God.
Next thing I'm going to get the teeth, baby.
Oh, yeah, you got to go do the teeth. Go do it up.
You need to do it, too, so just stop it. Bro, you got a lot of spaces.
For your tooth fell out because you bit an apple, bro. Think about that real quick.
I tried to open a Corona bottle.
But y'all can just go get Invisalign and get whitening. You don't have to go get the
There's things you can do that'll make them look better that you don't need to go that extra.
I've been seeing right now, it's a trend that girls have been taking that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big trend that girls are trying to reverse that shit. And
the
going
new
back
look
to
is
like,
looking like you don't have surgery.
Yeah, the
or
new
not
look
having
is
surgery.
Just normal.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because I think girls, a lot of guys are going back to the, like the normal look. Even with the hair, like shortcuts, you know, not having like weave or, you know, extensions and stuff like that. So I think, you know, it's going back. It's reversing rather than having like the fake bodies and stuff like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? The titties, the ass, the hips. So that's good.
Yeah. To me, it's not that crazy. I don't feel like I need a girl with the biggest fucking ass in the party.
Mm-hmm. Like a BBL.
I mean, she could have a BBL, but does it have to be super duper maxed out? For sure not. Because I've seen some BBLs lately. I'm like, y'all gotta stop going cheap when it comes to y'all body. That's how bro, the fucking, some girl just died in TJ.
A lot of people died.
A lot of people are dying right now.
Bro, that shit is scary, bro. Imagine thinking you'll come back looking like Nicki Minaj and you end up with Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what's up, bro? He like, what you do? I like, I did that BBL.
It's up.
Come with me. Damn, it's over with.
That is a scary situation. That's a super fucking scary situation. But hey, people like that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's over with. I never liked it. I like normal bodies. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Heather was a little, you know.
What?
Smaller than you. When I first met her.
Oh, so you was a little chunky?
I've always been a little chubby, yeah.
Yeah, she was, you know, a little smaller. It? Huh?
You used to grab her long, huh?
What is the fuck?
Long high is like a roll, but...
Oh, yeah. You know, you gotta get the love handles, baby.
Yeah.
You like big girls.
Why he stays clowning ones? Yeah, he likes big girls.
Yeah.
Whoa, so
does Duno. It's fine.
Well, damn.
Wait, so you was a little big? I never knew that.
Yeah.
I'm on your ass tomorrow.
You never knew I was big? You never saw me before?
I saw you when Gideon pranked you, but that was after the baby. So I was assuming it was like a pregnant thing. I just thought girls got...
Well, I was also still fat, yeah.
Yeah, but, oh, well, I didn't say you said it. But
what I'm saying is like... I wasn't crazy fat. I was still a kid. It was baby fat.
Oh, okay. And Terrell was doing it up. Oh, so you're a chubby chaser.
Yeah, he likes chubby.
Yeah, I'm skinny, you know what I mean? I want to get warm and stuff, you feel me? Get up under there, see what it do. Yeah, you feel me? What's going on? But hey, if you want to lose weight, I'm with that too. I do all of that. I worked out with her every time. She said she wanted to lose weight. I worked out with her. You know what I'm saying? Like 30 days straight. I went on every diet with her. You know what I'm saying? I tried to go run, walk outside with her. Mm-hmm. I did a lot with her, man. Whatever she wanted to do, that's what we doing. You feel me? I don't care.
Wow. Damn, you did do the keto with her too, huh?
Super supportive.
I love keto. That's keto dope. Works.
Yeah, but I'm taking notes.
Mm-hmm. The keto.
You did the keto? Mm-hmm. I say the no carb diet is the hardest diet.
Yeah.
That I try, because I try every diet with her. But when I did like that no carb, mm-hmm. I was 2 days. I was like, I can't do this.
What I thought was crazy is like giving up fruits. Fruits is my thing, but for the sugar in fruits has a lot of carbs, right? Or it's whatever the sugar equals carbs, right? And it's like you can find replacement breads, replacement pastas, but you can't replace an apple. You can't replace a peach. You're just fucked. You just can't eat it anymore.
Bro, I was looking in the refrigerator, looking at everything.
Can you have cheese? Yeah.
No, it's really crazy. Like no carb diet. If you want to lose weight, no carb diet is
it works.
That sounds fucking. I seen her do it. I was like, damn, fool, I got to give it to you because, fool, we'll be eating fucking Chick-fil-A sandwiches and she'll be right there. What's the shit that you were ordering? The one that had the fruit?
Poke bowls.
The one with the fruit in it, right?
It didn't have fruit. I couldn't eat fruit.
What was the shit you were adding to the bowl from the Chinese pot? For we have a video of me eating it. It was something, but I was like, bro, she's like, I got to eat this. She had fucking keto chips. She couldn't drink Red Bull. She couldn't. I was like, bro, that shit's crazy as fuck.
You should do it.
I can't.
No, you got to, man.
Bro, are you trying to
I'm trying to help you out. We all trying to help you out here.
We are. This is a fucking intervention.
Let's do Edgar Report. Okay, Edgar Report. Do you guys know what Edgar is?
Is it the guy with the funny haircut?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So look, someone sent this in. There's a jar, tip jar that says every time you don't tip, a child gets an Edgar cut. And it's pretty funny. I'm sure it's at a bar somewhere. Oh yeah, if you're reading this, bring that ass here. I thought it was hilarious. You guys know what Edgar is?
I didn't.
You being from Texas, you never saw anybody with
the haircut. Originated this haircut.
Yeah.
I've seen the haircut, but I didn't know it was called the Edgar.
They call it an Edgar because they're saying like a person with that haircut, their name is Edgar. So it's like they turned into the Edgar cut.
They usually drive trucks.
Yeah.
Pickup trucks.
Are they purposely cutting their hair like this?
They love
yes,
it.
Yes, love the kids haircut.
Love what? This haircut.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Texas too?
In it originated in Texas.
It's kind of like the mullet shit, like, you know, like Bo Bundy. Yeah. Like, yeah. Bo Bundy got mm-hmm. that big ass. Like, the Mexican OT, if he cuts off the fro, he's really an Edgar under there.
So is it a fly thing, or is it deemed,
it's a
like
fly
corny?
Thing yeah. for kids. The older people think it looks whack and lame, but it's also because they're older. We're older, and we're like the older generation. Anything the kids do is like lame.
Would you get your sons a Edgar cut?
No, but Jorge wants to give them the South Side fade, and I said, no, please don't do that. And now Jorjito's like, I want the South Side fade.
It's fly.
No, it's not
yes,
fly.
It is.
It is not fly.
That's what I get. South Side fade.
What is a South Side fade?
Can you please pull up the South Side fade?
That's what I get.
I get a bald fade.
You got a South Side fade?
The boys have
right
very
now?
Clean haircuts. Like, they always get really, really nice haircut.
They look like pops. They fly. Yeah. They hopped out the car.
But
like,
this is a South Side fade, and then it's
there's
like the highest fade.
Did you get this?
Yeah, well,
no, he doesn't.
Yeah,
no,
look,
he doesn't.
I have got it before.
You've gotten that?
Yeah.
Why?
Who gets it? Jorge gets this?
No, he does it clowningly. Like, oh, I'm going to get Jorjito a Southside fade.
Look,
and now
how
Jorjito
dope
says.
That looks.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
How do you get that does fade? Not look dope.
That's fire.
You're lying.
I swear.
That's not fire.
You're a fucking liar.
But that's not fly.
That's not fly.
Not
you're
what
fucking
you
lying.
That's not fly.
And I think it's Southside for like, it's some also some Texas
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it comes from Texas too.
Why are they doing that over there?
Don't know.
That's not cool.
That's not cool.
If you look at the still tipping video, this is a haircut that Paul Wall had.
Oh, God.
What do you get, Terrell?
Just the ball fade.
What do you think of this Southside fade?
Did you ever have guys in Texas with this fade?
For sure.
Oh,
but
my
like,
gosh.
But you was like, oh,
he's fine.
I'm the people's
champ. It just looks like, what are they doing? Oh, no. That's literally how Jorjito would look if he did this outside fade. Yes.
Some like a baller.
Nah, that's
no, 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 please don't do that.
That's crazy.
Isn't it crazy?
Hey, Tiro, is there like a black, like a certain like style in the black community where you guys think it's funny if they get their hair like that?
Or like the kids are getting?
A bowl cut. If you get a bowl cut, mm-hmm. like, it's bad for you. I mm-hmm. think that's probably the only haircut that's, like, being corny.
So
a bowl cut where it just, like,
Jose,
goes around
Google
your head.
Just Google Edgar cuts so they could see, like, all the kids with Edgar cuts.
Because I was
like,
thinking, you know what tripped me out? That they had, like, a flat top fucking load of grape. And it reminded me, like, of, like...
Oh, it's like a high top.
So that's the Edgar cut. And we've seen the Edgar cut, and it's essentially, like, just all the way straight. A lot of the kids get it.
Yeah, I've been seeing this a lot, actually. Yeah. I ain't even gonna lie to you. The curly look.
Yeah,
so
with
really
the with the straight.
That kid right there.
That, to all the way to the right, it's just this kid driving, and he looks like that...
He looked like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah no, but you know what? There's a lot of motherfuckers that are fly that got it. Like Bravo the Bag Chaser, RIP Suede, Peso. They got the young little, you know, the Edgar, you feel me?
Yeah, so that's what an Edgar cut is. So then when we do Edgar news, it's essentially what the kids are up to. And so that's why Vic put, if every time you don't tip, an Edgar gets born.
Basically,
God. So please tip, so we don't want any more.
They're spreading.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Well, you know what's crazy, bro? They banned it at some school in Texas before.
Yeah. Yeah.
They banned this haircut
because kids are bad and get this haircut.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's essentially like cholos back in the day when they would shave their head. You were like, oh, that guy's up to no good.
Mm-hmm. That's essentially what the thing is now.
Now it's like, you get a haircut,
you transform into a demon.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Where the catalytic converter's at.
Literally.
You transform into a demon with that. Yeah.
You see a pack
of
five.
But it's not so bad, right?
Wild like, Edgar's like
what? Keep it a buck. Like, let's just say your son wanted it. Would you give it to him?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then if you go to school and his principal or counselor or something
sends
like,
him home,
your son's a demon.
Yeah.
Like, he just got a cut.
Yeah.
Nah, they can't tell me that. That's out, man. Shout out to everybody with the Edgar cuts.
I definitely had niggas with, or guys with this.
What is that?
That's a Texas what?
Is it a shag?
Yeah. That's from like Dallas,
whoa,
right?
Whoa, Heather was getting cracked by this, T-Rail.
What? Shut up,
Heather.
Shut up.
Yes, I hate it.
Back there.
How did
damn.
You
change?
Oh, Yellow Beezy. He's
so
is that Yellow Beezy? Where are you from, Texas?
Dallas, Texas. Yeah, where I'm from.
Let me see.
Damn.
I love the wave part of it, but that
it's
back
just
end.
The back, and then they stick their comb back there and be like this all day. Like, what are you combing?
Look at you.
So I'm the finest nigga you ever messed with?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, finest, maybe not.
Yeah.
Figment that he's having a life so I can know.
Okay.
November what?
November,
are you adding me, bitch?
November 17th. Duno is definitely added. You know what I mean? To all the shows, man. You
well,
feel me?
Well, do you invite Letty and Vic to the Nova show?
They are definitely invited.
Rosecrans Vic. Love Rosecrans it. Vic.
I definitely have enough money, you feel me, to pay Duno now. You feel me? That probably was the problem. I didn't want my boy to be coming doing nothing for free. So we going to make sure my boy getting paid doing his thing. So, yeah, November 15th. November 17th.
What is Duno going to do? Are you
November 19th. I'm tripping.
Well, it's because they had planned the tour with the cop before we left over there.
Yeah.
The situation. And that was like, supporting my brother. You feel me? I feel it. But see, that's like another narrative. They were like, they don't want you to make money because you're Mexican. I'm like, dude, they had that plan before. Like, God, I'm like, I can't do nothing.
We had the plan. You feel me? And we, like I said, we was over somewhere else. But now I got enough chili to make sure my boy is comfortable. He there. So November 15th, 17th, and 19th, we'll be in San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles. So make sure y'all show up, man. Make sure y'all, you know what I mean, tune in to Back on Fig Monday and Friday at 4 p.m.
Yep.
Make sure you go check out our 100th show, man. It was a party. I invited everybody right here. Only one person came.
Wait, you didn't invite me.
Oh, yeah, Maximo came, too.
Yeah.
I didn't get invited.
Oh, you didn't get invited? No. Oh, sorry, I didn't invite him.
Yeah. What about your T-Rail in the morning? When is that?
You going to come on one day, though? Because I got to get that training, cuz. You know what I mean? It's the real radio shit, you feel me? But, yeah, you feel me? That's going to be Thursday because, actually, they messing with me on YouTube right now. They kind of blocking my videos because I'm just playing music.
Yeah.
And some of those songs, they don't want me to play.
Got you.
So, they you know what I mean? So,
right now, it is like a little... It's almost like you don't have control over it, right? Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? It's almost like it's not your bad. Wow. Thank you so much for tuning in. Brownback Podcast, baby.